Well, on to Ireland's first game of the Rugby World Cup. They take on USA. And Bernard, if ever any defeat or any upset was written in the stars, surely Ireland against the United States, against your former coach on the 10th anniversary of September the 11th, will it be a disaster for Ireland or routine?
Oh, no, it'll be a routine. I think, you know, professional rugby has really affected America. Speaking to, you know, people involved, and speaking to Eddie last year, he just said it's so hard to get any kind of coherent strategy and preparation for any test games, with guys working, you know, 9-to-5 jobs, and just the vast travel that's involved, and also the level of club competition there, you know, is quite poor. So, you know, while it will have improved, you know, it's only 2 months ago they got hammered by England in the Churchill Cup, and with pretty much a full strength side. And you know, if Ireland were going to this game with any kind of momentum, you know, you'd say they could score maybe 50, 60 points. But looking at the way Ireland attacked in the November or the warm-up games, it's hard to see them, you know, really cracking up a big score. I think around 33 points, which is the handicap, is kind of where it'll end. And I think Ireland will get the 4 tries. It'd just be good for momentum-wise to go get that confidence and some of our players to show a bit of form, because we're going to need them next week against Australia.
And maybe if we look at a first try score, is it we're going to bash them up front to maybe someone like Jamie or Sean O'Brien to pick it up, or win the backs?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Ireland will, they certainly won't go to the backs until, you know, they've maybe got, you know, a few points on the board. They'll kick their penalties for the first 20 minutes or whatever, and just try and get a little bit of a lead before they start throwing the ball around. There will be someone, I'd imagine it'll be someone like Shawnee, who, you know, or Stephen Farr, someone who's powerful off a ruck 5 or 6 yards out, just on the charge. And they should have too much power for the Americans. I know a lot of Americans are strong in NFL, but once you wear them down, their tackle technique can let them down. And, you know, I would fancy one of the back row, probably O'Brien or probably Farris.